flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 29th of September with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Oh, we're just having fascinating chat.
Oh, she's in her element, listener. She had a medical person in the studio. She's in her element. She's gone.
I haven't even started to tell him about my Hashimoto's.
She's going, don't go at the end of this. I need a word with you.
I know. Yeah. Free consultation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You've got to get what you can.
You've got to pick up a few new ailments as well, haven't you?
Exactly.
Because Venkat knew some things that you haven't had.
No. Well, there were things in your ear, you know, those little things in your ear. That was...
You're going to have fun with those, aren't you? Stones in your ear. Yeah. You're going to... That's going to be a biggie for her now.
I do have tinnitus, which came on two years ago.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah. She's going to have stones in her ear, gravel in her nose.
But at least I don't get a cold for 3 weeks, you see, Venkat.
Yeah.
You know.
It's my age, dear.
Yeah. Well... Go and have your flu jab if you're taking your mum.
I want a flu jab.
You might as well. No. What if you're taking your mum?
I'm taking my mum. 8 o'clock.
Oh.
91-year-old woman. 8 o'clock
on a
Saturday morning.
My mum can't get out before midday. Yeah. She gets in a right flap if she has to be somewhere at 8.
Mm.
I don't know what she does all morning, but, you know, she does get in a flap. 8 o'clock is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll probably all have to queue up.
And they'll queue up, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the rain.
Give each other flu.
Yeah. Well, the last time I... But how many flu jabs... You know, there's about 5 strains of flu, and I think you only get 3 on the National Health. If it's private, I think you get 4 strains.
I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
But then if you knew what they were injecting you with, you'd probably never have it.
Yeah, yeah.
All sorts of aliens going in there.
Thank you for that. Dr. Serkin.
Little chips going in there.
Yeah.
And it's not the edible kind.
Yeah, yeah, right. Are they stones? No, yeah, stones. Yeah. Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. Why not enter the Maidstone Business Awards or the Ashford Business Awards? Do it now. It's a free entry. You can find out all about it by going to businessawardskent.co.uk. Check it out.
I think you need a lem sip, actually, or a hot toddy or something. Virtual business support. This is a good one. It's a government kickstart program, and it's on Wednesday, the 7th of October, 11:15 to 12:30. That's next Wednesday, I believe, Wednesday week.
Yep.
You can join them for a supportive Q&A session with the DWP department. What's that? Works and Pensions.
Yeah.
To find out about the government kickstart scheme. Gosh, too many. See, my thyroid obviously isn't working today. A kickstart scheme and more. I always know, you know, Venkat, if my thyroid's working with the cognitive thing, there's a word which is Lily. And if I go on air, I always say Lily. If I can say it, that's fine. It means my thyroid's on key and my medication's cool. But if I can't do that double L in the middle, Lily, my tongue won't quite get around, then I know that I need to up my thyroid.
This is a different diagnostic test.
Yeah.
See?
God forbid if she says pick a Lily.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, we need to crack on with this. I've had a tweet from South East Timber and Dam, and they say, Vanilla Ware, business bunker, woohoo! She says, woohoo! Listening, go girls, go Cherylanella. I'm your biggest fan. Amazing construction professionals. Have a great show. And that's the lovely Annabelle Webster. So on that note, I think it's probably time that we heard from them, don't you?
I do, yeah. I've been waiting.
Let's hear from them.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show Cheryl Causbrook and Ella Brocklebank. Ladies, hello. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's lovely to see you again. How are you?
Great, thanks. Nice to see you, Paul.
Good stuff. I'll tell you what, let's kick off by just each of you telling us a little bit about who you are and what you do for the two people in the south of England that don't know you.
I think we just established that was probably our mums, wasn't it?
And our children, yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. We'll kick off. So, hello, Paul. Thank you for having us back on your show. I'm Ella Brocklebank. I'm the Business Development Manager for Jenna Group. We are main contractors based down in Folkestone. I am also co-chair alongside Cheryl of the Kent Construction Focus Group, which is the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce's construction support group and forum for sharing best practice. We are also both trustees of charity Donations for the Difference. And recently, I'm quite proud to have been appointed as a governor for the East Kent College Group and to chair the local Folkestone Board. So, yeah, a few roles there to keep me busy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you know, ask a busy person if you want something doing, obviously. Congratulations on your appointment at East Kent College.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
It's actually good fun. I was on the board of Mid Kent College for a long, long time, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time doing that. It was fascinating and interesting. So congratulations on your appointment, and enjoy.
And keep up
all the other stuff you're doing as well.
Yes. So
let's hear from Cheryl.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Nice to speak to you again. So my name is Cheryl Corsbrook. I'm a freelance construction consultant. I've been in the industry for over 30 years. I'm made for radio, Paul. You can't see me, don't remember. So I work with a number of subcontractors and as a project manager on a couple of schemes in Kent. I co-chair the KCFG with Ella, as she said. I'm the chair of Constructing Excellence at the Kent Club, and I also organise the networking events Building Kent Connections, which is monthly in Canterbury, which we've continued on a Zoom call every single month since lockdown happened. I've learned how to use Zoom. Mm. I used the free 40-minute one and then had to redial in to everybody because they were all still on the line. But, all good, thank you.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? We've all had to adapt and use tools like Zoom and Teams and all the rest of it. And it's funny, isn't it? I think that once this is over, assuming it's ever over, we seem to be wanting to keep it going forever at the moment. But once the pandemic has dissipated and we can return to some kind of normality, I think things like Zoom and stuff will kind of stick around because, you know, it's like I'm actually talking to you two guys on Zoom at the moment, and it makes it nice and easy to do interviews if you can't make dates that are convenient normally, yeah, or other reasons. So
I think also for meetings, you know, we found that you can actually do more work in less time.
Yeah.
You're not having to travel an hour or so either end of a meeting.
Absolutely.
Although that's to the detriment sometimes, because some days I literally have back-to-back, 9 till 10, 10 till 11.
Yeah.
You do need a little bit of downtime in between, but yeah, it's I think it's going to save a lot of money and time on in construction, definitely for you know, traveling backwards and forwards to trying to get half a dozen people from all over the country to one place for a meeting. Then this is going to work for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a secondary kind of question on that. You guys obviously both work in construction. Have you noticed any big uptake in digital or technology tools in construction? And obviously there is, but I mean in things like where you would if you've got a problem on site, you'd normally have to go and have a look at it. Are there things like people waving their phone at it and going, look, it doesn't fit, can you do something about this?
Oh, well, I've got a project at the moment which is subject to some funding, and the people who are looking at the funding are based in Glasgow. And so we've sent them a drone survey of the site, showing them where everything is, where the pumping station is, where the treatment works are, where the houses are, the lake are, etc. So they can actually, although they have it on a drawing, to physically see it on a drone does work quite well.
Yeah. Okay. It made me laugh. Just while you were talking about, you know, the benefits of technology in terms of saving travel time. I don't know if you saw this morning. It's just made me laugh. I don't know where they're coming from any longer. The government issued a thing that said, please don't make unnecessary journeys to petrol stations.
Wow.
Is there people in this country?
Let's go there for fun, Paul. I mean,
Let's have a day out. Let's go
I just going to try my mask. Yeah.
Well, I think today has brought all the traffic out, though, Paul. You might be at home, and we've both come to Ella's office.
Right.
But the first day of rain, and everyone's decided to get in their cars, and so the town was heaving this morning.
Okay.
Kids to school, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess they're going to man the new borders now that Kent has become a separate country with its own border or something.
It's crazy times we live in, Paul. I think
that certainly is.
Only glad that they've taken out the COVID safe bike lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say no more.
So listen, guys, what are you up to? I know you've got some things coming up, so let's kind of move on and start to talk about that and what you're doing. I mean, every year for the last few years, there's been a construction expo in Kent, yeah? And I guess like every other expo, trade show and event, that's kind of been shelved. So what's happening?
Wow, we're quite excited, Paul. So as you say, the expo was due to take place on the 1st of October. We made the call along with Revolution Events, who are organising the main expo, which we hope will actually take place next February.
Right.
We made the call early because I think there was a little bit of fear of missing out. People were saying they were going to take part because they wanted to be there, but they still didn't feel comfortable, and we did feel it would be a compromised event. So we made the decision a few months back to take it online, which is actually, we're incredibly glad we did now, given, you know, ongoing legislation. So we sort of said, well, actually, it'd be a shame not to sort of honour the date of the 1st of October and do something, because we just wanted to keep everybody engaged and talking and business moving forward. So, and we knew that the Chamber of Commerce had done one of these, you know, generic businesses, and it had worked very well. So we sort of stuck our heads up, didn't we, and said, can we do one for construction, please? And yes, Kent Construction Live was born.
So we were still doing the Kent Construction Focus Group. We did miss the April one, because I continued with my Constructing Excellence and the Building Kent Connections, I said to the Chamber, let's put KCFG online. And it's been really popular. You know, we've had sort of 60 to 80 people there the first Tuesday of every month.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, let's keep the 1st of October. It's in everybody's diaries anyway.
Yeah.
And it was just a challenge then to find the speakers for the day.
Right.
But we've got, there's a packed program. It's really, really good. It's all come together. And, you know, the people at the Chamber, Molly, Neil, and Paul, they've done so well. It's really, really good. Cool. Really good.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment and the lineup and the format and what's going to happen. But you're absolutely right. You know, one of the problems with staging physical events, even when the government say, okay, you can do it now, is it going to work? Are people going to be feel comfortable to come to an event physically? Yeah. And that's one of the big dilemmas, isn't it? That they say, okay, well, we may open up in 2 months or 3 months and you can have 100 people physically distanced, but will 100 people actually come? You know, and that's, you know, for people staging events, that's the dilemma we face, isn't it?
This it wouldn't have worked for the construction expo, not 100 people. There's more than 100 people on the stands, you know, it would so and also because it's in the enclosed space. It's a shame.
Absolutely. So you didn't think about holding it outdoors?
What, today? Can you say the weather?
I've got an order of new Jenner umbrellas, actually. That would go quite well.
Okay, so tell us about the event, and I want to look at this from two points of view, if you don't mind. I want you to tell me about the event and who you got speaking and you know what's going on at the event, and then I kind of want to focus on how you're staging it, yeah, what you're doing and the kind of technology you're using, and how you you don't know.
Should we let you into a secret, Paul? We're winging it
we always do.
But isn't everybody? What I meant by that is I looking at some of the publicity you've got, you talking about you've got different areas on the Zoom meeting to go to and stuff like that.
So
you're technically you're recreating what would happen at a physical event.
Yes.
Without the drinking, though, Paul, it's sad, really, isn't it?
There's always a downside, isn't there?
Cheryl was looking at me like, what?
Yeah.
So at 7:30 a.m., when the breakfast starts, that's when the buckskins will come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, we just wanted to replicate as much as we could guess, because it's such an interactive, vibrant day. We love it. You're sort of buzzing. You know, it's a super long day. You're dead on your feet by the end of it, but it's everyone's buzzing. So we wanted to take that online as best we could. Have such a mix of speakers, a number of stages, and then sort of finish off, I think, with Team Chella at the end, where we're going to do a big plug for the charity Donations with a Difference that we're both trustees of, and hopefully raise some money, because, again, at this time with events being cancelled, it's incredibly hard for charities to raise any money. And so we're just doing what we can, really, and going to plea to everyone's better nature to see if they can support our charity, because it's fabulous. It really is life-changing. You know, the grants that we're able to give makes such a huge difference.
Okay, before we go, at the end of the interview, remind me to get you to tell me how people can donate to your charity. Yeah,
okay.
Website or Facebook page or Just Giving or whatever it is you want them to do. So do remind me to do that before we go. You've got a virtual event set up. Let's now talk about some of the things that are going to happen on the day and some of the speakers that you've got.
Yeah, okay. So the Kent Expo always starts with breakfast, which is a KCFG breakfast.
You're builders, aren't you? Of course you start with breakfast.
Exactly, yes. Everyone's got to bring their own bacon rolls.
Yeah, that's it. So the KCFG will be the starting point of it, which is the Kent Construction Focus Group breakfast. So that's 7:30 till 10 to 9, and that's on the main stage.
Right.
What we have three stages, a main stage, a conversation stage, and a variety stage. But the main stage has been sponsored by Global.
Right.
The conversation stage has been sponsored by RIFT R&D tax credits.
Yep.
And the variety stage is by the KCFG.
Okay.
Okay, so then you have these three stages. So from 7:30 till 10 to 9 on the main stage is our KCFG, and we've got speakers from Wilmot Dixon. And then Joe James is going to open the virtual conference with a speech before 9 o'clock. And then we have two key speakers, Mark Quinn and Guy Holloway, who are both going to be speaking. And then the other stages all open up. And then we have a variety of speakers during the course of the day, talking about different things. So we're talking about mental health. We're talking about the future generation. We're talking about business issues, you know, R&D tax credits, and talking about something to do about VAT changes.
I was
like
going to say, there's a lot to talk about. Before we went into lockdown, the government were messing about with reverse VAT. And all
yeah, that's what she'll be talking about. I was trying to see what it was,
You know, the construction industry, the government have still got to be in their bonnet about people not paying their tax. And, you know, they've introduced so many things from CIS cards, and then their latest trick is reverse VAT, which is one of the most complicated things I've come across. So I guess there's a lot to talk about. And I'm not sure, I don't know if you guys know, I certainly don't, and I'm normally on top of these things. I don't know where we got to with that, because they seem to lose interest in it when they had a pandemic to play with. So
well, you'll have to tune in then, won't you, Paul?
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock on the conversation stage.
Absolutely. No, and I will. I will, exactly, because, I know that they delayed it, because it was due to come in, I think, last year.
It was October last year, you're right,
yes. It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And then it was put off a year
for
October this year.
Yeah.
And it's now March 21, but
right, okay.
If this goes on, it could be pushed out again.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Mm. Okay, so there's lots to talk about, lots of different aspects of what's going on. Can I ask, I'm out on a limb here, girls. I need to ask you, the format of using and being a delegate. So, for instance, as you just said to me, if I want to find out, I can join that bit. Do you expect people to join the event and spend the day online with you, or do you think they will cherry pick different things? And you know, that's the bit I want to hear.
We're hoping they're just going to start at 7:30 and finish at 3.
All the way through.
In reality, hopefully, it'll be playing in the background, and they can dip in and dip out of what they would like to hear. They'll get a list of all of the. So we've had, I think there's been over 400 people registered.
Yeah, we've got an attendance.
Okay. So
it's got to be similar to the expo itself, Paul, in that you do have some people who are there for the whole duration. They really max out the day, and there's so much going on that the day is gone before you know it. Yeah. Others, you know, everyone's busy. I appreciate that. So they might dip in and dip out if there's a key speaker they particularly want to hear from. So, and again, hopefully. We'll have just a good attendance throughout the day and something for everyone, really. There's so many different topics there, so many really relevant, as Cheryl says, you know, with health and well-being. That is massive, you know, now more so than ever. It always was in the construction industry, but it's really obviously predominant now. We're still looking at skills, agenda, and the shortages and you know, what we need to be doing as an industry. There's opportunity to network as well on there, which is always great, keeping people engaged and interacting. So I do think there's something for everyone, and hopefully, we can attract a really good audience, and then everyone will really enjoy it and feel the benefit.
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's interesting that you raise the issue there, Ella, of skills. You know that that's something that's kind of a bee in my bonnet, is about our skill base here. And again, before lockdown, we had almost full employment. We had massive skill shortages. We had, especially in construction, 37% of all vacancies prior to lockdown were in the construction industry. Obviously, things have changed due to lockdown, and sadly, unemployment is going to go through the roof. I just wondered what your thoughts were coming out of this, because construction, I think, will be one of the first industries to recover. You know, the government are putting in a lot of money into infrastructure. We're trying to get houses built. We're trying to do lots of things. So do you have any views on where we're going to be over the next 6 months to a year in terms of skills? And while you're thinking about that, another thing to throw at you, the government have announced a lot of impetus behind apprenticeships and training schemes. And the universities are kind of shooting themselves in the foot, because they're saying to people, pay you £9,000 a year, but don't come. You know, sit in your dorm and do it online. Well, if that was me, I wouldn't be spending my money going to university, I have to say. Mm-hmm. So I think there's an opportunity for those of us that encourage apprenticeships to do more of that. So I know that's a lot of stuff to throw at you, but have you got any thoughts on any of that or anything else to do with that?
I'll happily pick up on the apprenticeships thing, Paul, because long has it been said that, you know, for the people in construction, there are a few that go down the university route. You know, most people start off with a trade and then build themselves up onto site, into supervisory roles and then management roles. And you know, I'm a firm adage in learning while you're earning while you're learning.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming out of school, taking a trade and doing something like that. And it is difficult because, you know, there are few opportunities about, and it's very difficult for the contractors to take on these apprentices because of the hoops they have to jump through.
Yeah.
And the fact that the courses aren't there at the further education colleges. I went past Ashford this morning and just looked at the on the wall, it just said the courses that they run, and there's no construction courses.
Right.
You know, look at Ashford, the development that's gone on in Ashford in the last 5 years and continues to in the next 5 years, and yet there's still no construction courses specific in the Ashford College, which there will be. I know they're going to have a construction department, but, you know, it's very sad.
Yeah.
I think we need to, again, as when we spoke last time, Paul, when we were sort of right in the middle of lockdown, I'm hoping that we can take some positives from the whole situation for constructors specifically. There's already talk of this V-shaped recovery, sites are getting back to sort of full productivity. And there was articles recently saying that, you know, there is huge demand, and it's going to be demand for the most highly skilled, trained tradespeople and operatives, and there is work for them. So I think it's really pushing the importance of that training and the skills that we need. And if we can have those, there should be the opportunity for them. The industry, as you say, we've kind of been raised up a little bit in the same way, you know, the nurses and key workers have. But, you know, construction workers are now key workers. And, you know, we've been urged to keep going for the good of the economy and society. And I think hopefully that works to break down some of the negative perception of the industry and actually hopefully encourage more people to consider construction as a first choice rather than it's only vocational, or I'll have to go down that route. I think we really want to encourage good people into the industry. And as Cheryl alluded to, yes, there's been struggles with the courses in the past, but I know, again, you know, sort of with Eastgate College Group, they're really, really pushing hard, and they're, you know, putting now architecture apprenticeships as well, which is hugely positive. You know, there's so much opportunity there for young people, or people returning, people looking for a change in career. You know, it doesn't have to just be young people. So I think hopefully we can take a little bit of a positive out of it for us as an industry, and really keep pushing forwards. And actually, going back to the expo, we've got a brilliant speaker right towards the end. We've saved kind of not the best till last, because otherwise that's disrespected to all the others, but she's absolutely brilliant. We've got Sandy Rees-Jones coming to speak with us. She's so Sandy Rees-Jones OBE, she's huge, you know, massive passionate advocate for the industry and for women in the industry. So we wanted to make sure we had a key sort of female role model to come on and address the audience as well. So that's really exciting to have her, because she's really key for pushing the skills agenda and women into the industry as well. So that'd be great to hear from her.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the whole perception, like a lot of industries, people coming into the industry have a very narrow view of what's available. But construction is a massively broad and wide field. You know, everybody thinks of site labourers and bricklayers, but you know, there's all kinds of things that go on, aren't there? You know, for, as you said, architecture, quantity surveying, just a project management, you know, and a lot of people work their way through the trades and go into those more senior level or more, I don't know, office space roles as they progress through their careers. So it's an industry with massive career potential.
It's a lifelong career. You don't have to start off as one thing and be that person for the rest of, or that one trade for the rest of your life. You can change. You know, I started off as a QS, and I've done business development and about project management and lots of different things. You can do estimating and, you know, loads and loads of different things. And you know, you see a carpenter will start off and he generally becomes a site supervisor, a site manager, a contracts manager, the managing director of his own business if he wants to. So, you know, the progression of is immense in construction. And a lot of those have not gone to university.
Vocational qualifications, I'm on the same page as you. You know, it really is important that we look at the alternatives. You know, university suits some people, and there are some things you still have to have a degree to do, but in the round, apprenticeships nowadays, actually, the lifetime earnings of an apprentice are actually greater than a graduate. So, you know, earning while you learn is a no-brainer for me. It's fantastic to talk to you guys, as always. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, give us a shout-out for how people can join Kent Construction Live.
Okay, well, you go onto the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce's website and go to their events, and then you can follow the link through there. It's free to attend.
Right.
And if you're registered, then you're free to attend the expo in February as well.
Okay.
And then you just follow, they'll send you the link for the event on the day.
Okay.
You'll get a schedule of what's going on all through the day, and you can jump in and out of what you want to go to. And then culminating with Ella and I talking at the end about our charity and how we, you know, we want to raise money. We've not managed to have any events this year at all.
Right.
And yet we're still trying to, we are still giving out equipment. You know, only on Saturday I took a car seat to a lady whose daughter is non-verbal autistic 3-year-old.
Right.
And the little girl can get out of her car seat, which means she can't take her to school on her own. So by taking something to her that's, you know, it's changed their life, she can now not have to rely on her husband to go with her to take the 3-year-old to nursery. Little things like that are life-changing.
Yeah, they make a big difference,
You know, if we can just, a couple of £100s and we can just provide that equipment to them. But we had some money in our funds at the beginning of the year because we had our ball back in November. But we haven't raised a single penny this year, and we really would like to try and raise some funds at the event as well.
Okay, well, all of our listeners are going to donate thousands of pounds now.
Amazing.
Yeah, all you've got to do is tell them how to do it. Where do they go to find out about it and to donate?
Okay, well, our website is www.dwad.org. So that's D-W-A-D.org, and there's a donate button on there.
Fantastic.
We will have, if they join us online as well on the expo, we will have a specific fundraising page which will make it really easy for them to donate. So
literally, just before we spoke to you, Paul, I was trying to set up the Just Giving page, but being a technophobe, I didn't manage to get it done in time.
No worries.
But we'll be tweeting that out and sharing that, and as on the day, it will be there. So.
If your listeners can follow us, you know, you're great at tweeting. If they can retweet and follow us, we'll be tweeting all day.
Fantastic. I've put the links to both those websites on the radio website, and they'll stay there that people can find them there. Cheryl, Ella, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing your face on the screen at one of those stages.
I will be there. I will be there.
Don't you? All right, then, Paul.
I'll be joining in. I hope.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's always a pleasure. We wish you fantastic success both with the virtual conference and your fundraising. And thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was the lovely Ella and Cheryl talking about their virtual conference, construction conference, that's coming up shortly. I've had a tweet from Beverly Bunn, Glass Art. She says, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, great to hear from women in construction industry. As an ex-engineer who spent a lot of time trying to get girls into engineering, I love to see women in male-dominated industries. Good luck with the event, ladies. Yeah, absolutely. And Cheryl and Ella have spent a lot of time and a lot of effort trying to encourage girls, women, ladies to join in with the construction industry, with great success, I might add. Whilst we were interviewing there, we did touch on reverse VAT for the construction industry, and I've got an update on that from HMRC. From the 1st of March 2021, the way VAT is collected in the construction industry will be changed. You can find out how construction business will be affected and what you need to do about it by joining a live webinar. You can ask questions using the on-screen text box during the webinar. And it's how to apply the VAT reverse charge for construction services, find out when to apply the VAT reverse charge, how to show the reverse charge on your invoices, how your business may be affected, and what to do if you make a mistake when applying the reverse charge. You can choose the time and date of the webinar that you go to, and a way to do that is to go to the following website, register.gotowebinar.com/17789. That's campaign 7th to September 7th. Campaign September the 7th. I'll put that link on the Business Radio website so that you can find it. So there's an HMRC website trying to explain, good luck with that, reverse VAT, which is one of the most complicated things I've seen. And, you know, you were talking about Boris and the government earlier, talking about creating jobs.
Yeah.
It's a shame they, in order to do that, they have to make everything so damn complicated.
Exactly. It's bad enough just running your own business without having all that sort of stuff to do.
Yeah, and this is nonsense. Reverse VAT is utter nonsense. Whoever thought that out needs to be shot.
Have you got a shotgun?
No, and that was metaphorical.
Okay. This is from the Seven Oaks District Chamber of Commerce team, and you can find them on sevenoakschamber.com. They say we're running events in October for chamber members and guests, and we hope you can join us. It's the second that we're running. It's a webinar with Thackeray Williams, the solicitors, on the furlough replacement scheme, which is announced by the Chancellor this week. On the first Wednesday, networking meetings, they're proving very popular, they say, so book soon to avoid disappointment. Brand new recovery series of thought-provoking webinars to help protect businesses starts on the 14th with a session called Numbers in Business with Action Coach. And so to book them, as I said, go to sevenoakschamber.com. There's also a phone number, so if you have a little pen poised, you can dial in on 01732 455 188. And that sounds really good, so get involved.
Yep. I did mean to tell you about this as well. We did mention it during the interview with the ladies, but both Cheryl and Ella are highly involved with a charity called Donations with a Difference. DWAD, Donations with a Difference. And they raise funds for all kinds of different things, local charities and local things that need doing. And it's one of those lovely...
So different charities.
Yeah, they're all different things and
that's
different
good.
Causes.
Yeah.
And a lot of them aren't massive things. You know, you get lots...
Ones that sort of sneak through the web.
Yeah, so it's like some... a home for children needs, a new bed or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's small amounts of fundraising that make a big difference.
Yeah.
If you go to the Kent Business Radio website homepage, you can find out there's a link to the Donations with a Difference website, and there's also a link for you to donate. So do, one, find out about the charity, and two, just make a small donation if you would. That would be most appreciated. Thank you very much. And you can follow them on the Twitter as well. DWAD Charity is their Twitter handle, I do believe. So check that out.
And what? Also, the lovely Alex Waterton says, "You're always on my mind." That's a song, isn't it? By Elvis. You're always on my mind. And he says, also, Adrian from @AKPetService. Services on the Twitter also sends his best wishes. So that's AK Pet Services. If you have a little parrot or some little dog or cat or a gerbil or something and you're busy at work, he will transport that said gerbil or cat or parrot to the vets and do all sorts of things, like a big sort of pet ambulance or taxi.
Pet taxi.
Yeah, pet taxi.
The virtual stage is set to celebrate 125 Kent and Medway apprentices. Friends, family and employers are invited to pull up a chair and watch 125 apprentices who will graduate this Friday, the 2nd of October, at noon in an exclusive online live-streamed ceremony. Following last year's first ceremony, which saw apprentices, employers and supporters gather in Rochester Cathedral, the organising team have adapted a face-to-face ceremony to an online event. Apprentices will be personally congratulated by keynote speakers, Minister for Apprenticeships, Gillian Keegan, and entrepreneur Anthony Impey. Deborah Turner, who is the Federation of Small Business Kent Area Leader, says the FSB is a proud sponsor of this digital ceremony. Small businesses from all sectors benefit from hiring an apprentice, improving skills and increasing overall productivity within their firm. With the global pandemic affecting young people's career options like never before, apprenticeships offer a positive solution for both a business owner and a young person. Each apprentice and employer is getting well-deserved recognition through this innovative ceremony, and we wish them all the best for the future. The ceremony will take place via a bespoke platform, usually reserved for university graduates, designed and built by Graduation Attire. Despite it being an online event, apprentices can order souvenirs, including a personal certificate, apprenticeship badge, and a celebratory brochure, which includes the apprentice's individual name, employer, and training provider. Financial sponsors and supporters behind the event include the Federation of Small Business, Apprenticeships Ambassador Network South East, Kent County Council, the Kent Association of Training Providers, Medway Council, the Careers and Education Company, Wire Belt Limited, Lee Academies Trust and Kent Further Education. You can watch the ceremony by going to the live stream, which is www.kandmapprentice.graduations.live. That's K and M Apprentice www.graduations.live. You can find out more about the event by k&mappgrad.org. k&mappgrad.org. You can also follow the hashtag k&mappgrad and their Twitter account, which is the same, at k&mappgrad. So do check that out.
Pathways to Greater Purpose and Profit, the Autumn Business for Good Online Events for SMEs. In 2016, the Centre for Social Justice estimated that all UK businesses will have a social purpose by 2026. And this autumn, business leaders from SMEs in Kent and beyond will have the opportunity to connect with other like-minded people to gain inspiration and practical actions to align their vision and mission with a bigger reason for being in business. This is a lunchtime event which will be on Zoom, so I guess you could bring your virtual lunch with you. Rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
And will feature inspiring speakers and breakout discussion groups focused on the topic of business as a force for good. Now, the first event, listener, is on the 7th of October, and they'll explore charity and SME partnerships, exploring how small and medium-sized businesses can give more mutually beneficial relationships with worthy causes on a global, national and local level. And you'll hear from great guest speakers. There's Paul Dunn, who's the chair and co-founder of Global Giving Movement. That's B1G1. Fran Borman, she's the founder of the UK's number one mentor training provider, that's Goal 17. And Mike Ward, who's the CEO at Kent-based children's charity Inspire Schools and KM Charity Team. And then also on the 4th of November, the focus will be on alternative business models, including B Corps and employee ownership. On the 2nd of December, so this is a diary date, there will be the chance to explore how best recruit and retain talent to increase positive social impact. Tickets for each event are £10 to cover running costs, and for every person who registers to join one of these events, a donation will be made to support an entrepreneur in Africa. So by investing in your business, you get to help others too. There's an option to book for all three events at a discounted rate of £25. So to go and find out more, it will be on Kent Business Radio website, but also you can go to brightmindsinbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
Do you need a Lemsip now?
Something like that, yep. And there's a response from the national chairman of the FSB to Rishi Sunak's speech concerning his winter economic plan. Excuse me. This is from Mike Cherry, who's national chair. There are many measures to welcome here that will make a real difference. It's particularly encouraging to see that all small businesses will be able to access the new job support scheme without facing excessive paperwork, with a guarantee of help for the next 6 months. News of the pay-as-you-grow approach will mean relief for hundreds of thousands of firms, giving them the confidence to invest and hire today rather than tomorrow, providing a crucial option to suspend repayments for 6 months. We called for an extension to the deadline for emergency finance facilities, and that extension has rightly been delivered. The assurance on credit ratings will be hugely welcomed by many worried small business owners. On the tax side, the greater space being promised on deferrals and the maintenance of the 5% VAT tax rate for hard-hit sectors are much needed, promising to shore up demand for firms that are especially struggling. The extended deadlines for deferrals of VAT and self-assessment tax bills will help avoid cliff edges in the future. We look forward to more details on the successor to the Self-Employment Income Support Scheme. It's right to provide support to the self-employed equivalent to that offered to employees, and the scheme should be opened up to those excluded from the first round of support measures. We are concerned that the Chancellor had nothing to say today on support for those who are left out of the first round of support measures, not least the newly self-employed and company directors. The government urgently need to come forward with an emergency relief package for these groups, which have dutifully paid their taxes and deserve help too. Equally, local lockdown grants in all four nations should now be extended to firms forced to close that were counting on reopening in the coming weeks, but now may face the most difficult of winters. Today's statement is very welcome and a significant step forward, but there must be more to come. Absolutely. Whether there will be or not, who knows? We shall see.
The Compassionate Community Awards 2020 in search of selfless business or workplace. A new award scheme is looking to celebrate a company that has gone out of its way to support its staff or customers through COVID-19 crisis. There's a collaboration between the Heart of Kent Hospice and Maidstone Borough Council, and the initiative has six gongs to give away to the borough's unsung heroes. One of the categories for the Compassionate Community Awards is focusing on a business or a workplace which has helped people during the crisis. So if you do know a compassionate business or a workplace in Maidstone or the surrounding areas, let them know. You can email by going to compassionateawards@maidstone.gov.uk, or you can tweet at Vanilla Webb or myself at Jules Serkin, and we'll put you through to them.
Cool. I was just reading your tweet to the BBC.
Oh, yeah, because they're all excited because they're in. We've been in for weeks.
Yeah.
You and me, keeping a distance.
Behind the curve, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, BBC, darling. They'd have a lot more risk assessment than us, wouldn't they, I would think? Because it's just you and me, really. We just chat. You
say, yeah, exactly.
I said, I've got earache. You said, fine. You've got a cold. I said, fine. Do you want a Lemsip?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Oh, this is a long one. Shall I read it now?
Well, I'm going to do a short one and
yeah,
then we'll see.
Yeah, because I...
Take advantage of our family business discovery workshops. Why not join Anita Brightley Hodges for an inspiring motivational day for you to work on the future of your family business? Whether you work with cousins, uncles, grandparents, in-laws, all scenarios will benefit. If you want to find out more about this deeply tailored workshop, if you go to www.familybusinessplace.com/discovery workshop. Let me give you that again. It's www.familybusinessplace.com/discovery workshop.
This is from the lovely ZC Social Media, who was a guest a couple of months ago. And they say, do have a look at this. It's an exciting new initiative. It's the Growth Academy membership site. Mm. So ZC Academy is led by international social media trainer and consultant, the Zoe Cairns, and her team, the lovely Gareth, of course, doing all the work there. It's a training community for small businesses, entrepreneurs and social media managers. The membership site is all about social media and digital, and the academy is full on in-depth training, live Q&A calls, planning sessions and much, much more to help you plan, create and grow your social media and get results, they cry. So you can go to www.zcsocialmediaacademy.com, find out more and get on the next Growth Academy membership site.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's really brilliant that. There's lots of good reasons to join in with that, so do check it out.
Your cold is sounding worse.
Well, no, what it is, it's because...
I feel quite sorry for you.
No. It's just the atmosphere in here.
Oh,
there's an atmosphere in here.
There is.
The atmosphere in here...
You need more fluids.
Yeah. The atmosphere in here is just horrible, and it's playing on my chest.
Yeah, well, we haven't got the aircon on.
No.
So it must be all the stuff. You'll be all right when you
get in the stuff.
Fresh...
It's definitely the stuff.
It's all the stuff. You need a salt lamp in
here. It's definitely stuff, yeah.
Do you offer accredited, not you personally, Paul Andrews, but does one offer accredited green or sustainable environmental products and services? And do you want to reach out to more customers? Please go to the new Green Business Hub platform. And they've sent us very sweetly and diligently their website, which is greenbusinesshub.eco. And there's also, this is interesting, there's a bounce back loan scheme which closes on the 4th of November. Many SME owners have benefited, they say, from this financial support. So you can get between 12,000 or 50,000 with no repayments for 12 months, 2.5% interest loans, and they're available through the British B Bank lenders. So that's britishbusinessbank.co.uk. And you can find, if you the search there on britishbusinessbank.co.uk, bounce back loans. Is that on Kent Business Radio website?
It is.
Good. Very diligent.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the...
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. I thought I'd just do that, just to annoy you.
How run? random.
No, I was waiting for you to speak, and I'll do that just to annoy you.
Yeah, just to annoy me, because I've been talking about your Lemsips.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Enter the Beam Summer Virtual Raffle. I think it's autumn now, but you know, we're still pretending it's summer.
Yeah.
So they can support more families of disabled children that are in need this summer. COVID has had a devastating effect on vulnerable families in Kent this summer, as we know, and many have been unable to leave their homes, which has led to extreme distress and in some cases family breakdown. Please enter the BEAMS, that's B-E-A-M for Mother, S Summer Virtual Raffle, and show your support. It's just £2 a ticket, and there are some great prizes. So you can go to wearebeams.enthuse.com/virtual raffle. And some of the prizes, there's a £100 Blue Water voucher, £40 voucher for highlights at a hair salon, a £25 voucher for Paula the Florist, which I'd quite like, £20 voucher for Beautiful Nails in Dartford, a £10 voucher for Davenport's Hair and Beauty in Dartford, breakfast for two at Bella Venezia in Dartford. I would have a mimosa there and perhaps a little, I don't know, I might have an Eggs Benedict. A fruit and vegetable hamper from Stanhill Farm Shop, Wilmington. I'd like that. And the closing date is 30th of September. And the draw date is the 1st of October. If you want to find out more, there's a telephone number, so poise your pen. The website again is wearebeams, B-E-A-M for Mother, S for Sugar, .org. And the number is 01322 521 049. Good luck.
Fantastic. I just want to give a shout out to a couple of people that haven't particularly asked for a shout out, but they are massive supporters of the show and they do a lot of work retweeting and liking all of our tweets. So I just want to give them a big shout out and ask you to follow them. And that's Martin at Charity Buddy. That's his Twitter handle, charity_buddy. Give him a follow. Give him some support, please. And a big shout out to Martin at Charity Buddy. And obviously a massive shout out to Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Lovely, lovely folks there at Chips and Dinks. For anything that needs spraying, repairing, scratches, wheels on your car, furniture, absolutely brilliant.
I don't know where to start with my car. I've got quite a few. I went into... My new husband works in the front drive quite a lot if the weather's nice, which really annoys me. Got a little bistro table there.
You keep bumping into the car, does he?
And he moves the table. He sort of sabotages... Because I reverse in so I can go out. Do you know that you should always reverse into a drive, Paul Andrews, if you're going out onto a main road?
Is that right?
Yeah, and as I'm quite a good driver, I can do that.
Uh-huh.
But if he moves the bistro table... So that it's not where it should be, and I can't see it because my car's quite low, and the car doesn't bleep. It should do.
You back into it, don't you?
I back into it, and I've scratched.
And then you're blaming him and not your driving.
Well, no, because you couldn't see it. It was below my visibility. Thankfully, it wasn't a person.
Yeah, I've heard everything now.
I know.
It wasn't my fault. I was just driving.
Governor.
You moved that lamppost. The tree jumped out in front of me.
Oh, I think he does it on purpose, frankly.
Yeah. I hit a tree that wasn't there.
It's like a book of
insurance claims. Silliness.
Has that been printed yet, a book of insurance? I bet there has been.
Oh, there's been quite a few. That's where I got that from. That was a famous one. I hit a tree that wasn't there.
You can book your place. I was thinking of pheasants I saw on the way in today. Load of pheasants by what's the big hotel? Eastwell.
Right.
Manor. They're all really sweet. Made me smile because I was just listening to music and they were all galloping round the field. You can book your place on the Brighter Futures.
Funny enough, I was trying to persuade Amanda to have
Weren't you just telling me to hurry up then?
Yeah, I was. But
you're going to tell me a pheasant story?
I just need to tell you about my pheasant. I was trying to persuade Amanda to have a pheasant casserole.
Oh, is he still tapping on your door?
I haven't seen him for a while now.
Well, he's probably heard casserole.
Yeah, yeah.
It is really, it's the season now, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming into game, see a pheasant pie. Mm. It'd be lovely. Have I got time to read this?
Well, it all depends how long it is.
Well, we used to have a clock on the wall, didn't we?
We got a minute.
Book your place on the Brighter Futures online event and discover how your business can access a range of training and support programs, as well as being able to virtually meet and talk to potential trainees. Save the date, it's 28th of October, and the agenda is the Kickstart program. It's an opening address by Medway Council CEO Neil Davies and Councillor Josie Isles, or Eels, who's the portfolio holder for children's services. And also there'll be Care Leaver Covenant, apprenticeships, funding, and also hear from an apprentice and an employer. And there'll be live online afternoon sessions and meet and interview potential trainees. So the Brighter Future event, you can go to skills@medway.gov.uk and find out more and details on Kent Business Radio, I do believe.
Fantastic. We've reached the end of the show. I want to say a huge thank you to our guest, Venkat Potamseti of Kings North Neurophysiotherapy, Ella Brocklebank and Cheryl Crosbrook of Kent Construction Live, to my fantastic co-host, the lovely, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We'll be back with another Business Bunker show next week. Stay safe, everybody. Stay happy, and we'll see you all soon. Have a great week.
Wash your hands.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.